Come ye yourselves apart and rest awhile. Weary I know it of the press and throng. Wipe from your brow the sweat and dust of toil, and in my quiet strength again be strong. Come ye aside from all the world holds dear, for converse which the world has never known, alone with me and with my Father here, with me and my Father not alone. Come, tell me all that you have said and done, your victories and failures, hopes and fears. I know how hardly souls are won. My choicest wreaths are always wet with tears. Come ye and rest, the journey is too great, and you will faint beside the way and sink. The bread of life is here for you to eat, and here for you the wine of love to drink. Then, fresh from converse with your Lord, return and work until daylight softens into evening. The brief hours are not lost in which you learn more of your Master and his rest in heaven. Sometimes God just calls us away from the press and throng, and oft times we're on our knees by the time we hear him actually calling, come ye apart and rest a while. It is no loss to stand aside for a little while. There's the old story that Spurgeon, I think, tells of the man in the field with his scythe and his sharpening it, and it's rinkatink, rinkatink. And the grass is growing longer by the moment, but he's sharpening his scythe. And of course, the meaning, the allegory here, the parable is that if he doesn't sharpen his scythe, he's not going to be able to cut the grass at all. So stepping aside and waiting and resting are no loss. But the world does rush on. It cannot understand why we are not constantly and continually occupied with doing. But there are times in the process of God and in the timing of God where he calls you apart to rest, and rest you will. So don't make him have to tie your legs together to do it. When you hear him call you, be an obedient child, an obedient lamb, and go in and rest a while with him. And then, in due time, you'll come forth rested and ready for more. God bless you.